I'd like to welcome
Marco.
Thank you
for having me.
Marco, thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And you found your way all right?
Yes, yeah, found my way well.
Okay, very nice. You are the brand ambassador for Glenlivet. So could you organize us a bottle of 50-year-old, perhaps?
If you have an extra 650,000 lying around.
Oh, yeah, Simon's got it.
Yeah. Right. Definitely.
No way.
You're sorted.
With Glenlivet in arm escorts. Actually, last week.
Does it really?
I actually had a showcase with the Glenlivet 50-year-old and actually had arm escorts all the way to the venue.
That's so mad.
That's quite intense.
Completely insane.
Who would hijack a vehicle for 50-year-old
apparently
whiskey?
Is that a real thing? It's a real thing, apparently. So I was quite kind of shocked. And they said if anything happens to the bottle, don't come in the next day. So I was also very scared holding the bottle when we had it on display.
Wow.
So yeah.
That's crazy. Imagine. So at Whiskey Live, is anybody going to get a chance to taste 50-year-old Glenlivet?
No, unfortunately it's only for the person that actually buys the Glenlivet 50-year-old.
And how many bottles are there in the country?
There's only three in the country at one time. So, yeah.
And how many bottles do they have?
I think they made 100 in total. So there's 100 bottles worldwide, and we only get three of them.
To think that somebody would spend that kind of money on a bottle of whiskey.
It's amazing.
You can buy a house. You can buy a small apartment.
Blows my head away.
But remember, it takes 50 years for that whiskey to be matured. I mean, 50
and
years.
If you drink like Simon, it'll take you half an hour to drink it.
Nothing could be more wasted on me than that bottle of whiskey. That is for sure. Wow. I take it they're buying it for investment purposes.
Yes,
they'll never drink it.
Majority of the people actually buy it for investment purpose. And the good thing when you buy this, the 50-year-old bottle, you actually get a miniature. So instead of actually opening up the big bottle, you get to taste the miniature. So at least you get to taste a bit of it. Probably one of the most expensive miniatures also.
How good is your Afrikaans?
Ik spreek Nederlands.
Oh, so is there a word for geldenhuis in
geldenhuis?
Geldenhuis.
I don't think so. I'm not sure.
I've tried, Kathy. I've tried.
Somebody's saying it's a surname. I know it's a surname, but when a lot of people came to our shores from overseas, that's where the surnames came from. Like they were named, you know, porters are called porters because they were porters, and you know, Reichmans and all of that. There's a story behind all the names.
There must be. I just can't find it. But it is Dutch, if that helps in any way.
Okay, so the Dutch guy from the Yellow House. All right, so Glenlivet.
Glenlivet.
The.
So everyone gets mixed up and says Glenlivet. In actual fact, the interesting story behind that is that quite a few people during the 1800s used the Glenlivet in their name. So actually, a lot of our competitors used to use the Glenlivet name in their name.
And were you flattered? Because apparently...
We were flattered, but it caused a lot of problems for us. And that's where our founder, George Smith's son, John Gordon Smith, actually found the solution to trademark the name in 1884. And that's when we became the one and only the Glenlivet.
So the Glenlivet. 50-year-old.
Yeah.
650,000.
Yeah. Quite amazing.
Ron to pop.
Yeah.
Well, a bottle.
Definitely.
There's only three in the country. Anything? Is it going to be one of those bottles at Whiskey?
No, unfortunately not. We actually sold one 3 weeks ago, so currently there's only two left, and that only comes out on very, very, very special
was
occasions.
Was it somebody local?
Yes.
Was it Jacob Zuma?
I'm not sure.
I was going to say, surely it was a corporation.
But apparently someone Malusi. Bought it online on the bottle shop website, actually. So imagine someone actually just swiped their card online. Just for 650K, so.
Just tapped.
Yeah.
Didn't even dial for authorization. Yeah, must have been.
No, it's quite amazing.
Former exactly. family. Okay, so tell us what we can expect from Whiskey Live this year.
So Whiskey Live is going to be action-packed. We got Pernod Ricard, our parent company, is going to be there. We're going to have basically our Pernod Ricard world over there where we're going to have D. Glenlivet. We're going to have Ballantine's, Chivas Regal, Jameson, Irish pot still whiskey like Redbreast. We're going to have Martell Cognac also over there. So it's basically going to be a huge Pernod Ricard.
What's Ballantine's?
Ballantine's is a Scottish blended whiskey.
It's a whiskey liqueur, isn't it?
No.
It's not.
A blended whiskey.
Okay.
So you get single malts and you get blended whiskey. Those are the two main types of whiskeys. So single malts, to oversimplify it.
We're going to come visit you.
Yeah, definitely.
We're going to come visit you.
I can't believe you asked a question and knew the answer. Ballantine's is the only whiskey that I know.
Really?
It's actually the world's second biggest selling whiskey.
it's an easy drink. It's a, it's not a difficult one.
Yeah, if it's a very palatable. That's sense. A blended whiskey. That's the difference between a single malt whiskey and a blended whiskey. Single malt much more characterful, much more robust in flavors, where blended whiskey is much more palatable, if you will.
For the non-cognoscenti.
Yeah.
Yeah, much easier.
I guess.
What's the number one selling whiskey in the world?
I can't mention it. I can mention number
can
two.
Can you write
three.
It down? Send me a WhatsApp yes. message, Mark. I have to
not
know
on
this.
The spot here at yes. all. Yeah. No, nothing. 100,000 people, that's all.
Yeah, how did you get into whiskey?
So actually, funny story is my first year, I was studying in Denmark and I had a Scottish friend and he introduced me to, a peated whiskey, which is a very smoky type of whiskey. Sure. It was the first time I actually had whiskey neat. And I was quite amazed by it because I always dashed whiskey with.
Was it single malt blend?
It was, single malt.
Yeah.
Single
okay. malt, yeah. So did you do the whole thing with the whiskey on the palms of
no,
your hands?
No, I didn't and do that.
You didn't know that trick yet?
I didn't know that yet.
Okay.
But funny enough, it was only until 2015, I was actually doing an internship in New York, for a famous, French pastry chef, and I was working on a marketing campaign. Everything went well and he invited me into his office and I actually had a single malt 18-year-old. And that's where my interest started sparking for single malt whiskey. And then, yeah, a couple of years later, I actually found myself in this job. So it's my dream job. I get paid to drink. So what's better than that?
Jeez. That's incredible, yeah. Actually, when you think about it. He gets paid to drink. Mm. On a more serious note,
yeah.
How do you moderate your drinking?
Oh, basically, I enjoy my drink. I don't like
it. And I ask this because it is a conversation that we need to have with loved ones, with friends.
Definitely. Yeah. No, I always drink. I like to drink in, we always say, convivial moments with friends and family. And
it's really a social moments,
exactly
a special
enjoying
moments.
Enjoying the moments
right.
instead of just overdoing it. You
yes.
know, I prefer just having a good whiskey with good friends and family and just really savoring the moment. It's all about conviviality, people coming together and enjoying.
So when you crack open a bottle on your own at 4 PM, is that like a...
That's a bit of a problem.
Is that a
I told
size?
You not
that,
to do
that's
that.
A problem. That's a cry for help.
Yeah, no, I'm lucky. I don't have that issue.
We don't cry. We sing. Yeah. Marco, thank you so much. All right. So Marco is from the Glenlivet.
The Glenlivet, yeah.
Yes.
It's one of the first licensed distilleries in Scotland.
And?
Yeah. And we're actually the first ones to coin the term single malt.
I knew you were going to say that. I knew you were going to say that. You see.
There's a lot of history behind
that. You know your whiskies. So that's why you knew you was going to say that.
Yeah. It's because I know my whiskies. Okay. Can we please give away 2 tickets to go? And literally, you've got 3 minutes to get your answers through. We want to give away 2 tickets to Whiskey Live. It's happening this week. It's on from Wednesday until Friday night. It is happening at Sandton Convention Center. We've got 2 tickets to give away. We were talking about a bottle of Glenlivet, of the Glenlivet, valued at 650,000 rand earlier. I want to know, how old is that bottle of whiskey? Is that a fair enough question?
Yeah, I think that's
Is that
fair.
A fair enough
that's
question?
Fair enough.
All right, if you know the answer, how old is that bottle? What is the age claim? What is the age statement on that bottle? You let us know. 34519, that's the SMS line. You can also WhatsApp us on 0618951019. 2 tickets. You're not eligible to win this competition or win the tickets if you're under the age of 18.
What's it going to cost to attend on your own bet? Do you have any idea?
You can't bribe Marco.
No.
What do you mean?
I'm wondering what it's going to cost me to go. How much? What's the value
pros.
Of the prize?
Got a ticket pros.
Ticket pros. Whiskey
yes.
Live.
Do you know how much the tickets
it's around
are?
Around 260.
Wow. So
and then you get like this booklet and you get
16 vouchers.
16 vouchers.
16.
To taste 16 different 16. Whiskeys.
16. Wow. Yeah. That's
our sales department rolls into and out of Whiskey Live.
Well, it's
we have to hire a convoy of Ubers once a year.
But it's an amazing event. I mean, it's one of the biggest whiskey festivals in the world. So it's quite amazing that it's hosted in South Africa, just to think.
That is quite remarkable. Yeah. How do you explain that, actually?
I'm not sure. I guess South Africa just likes their whiskey.
We're a big market.
Yes, definitely.
I love that. All right. So I did ask, what is, gosh, look at that, eh? Lots. Michelle says that Hayes is close to house. Huis is close to huis, H-U-I-S, which means house.
And geld, she said, was money. So golden. It's money house.
Money house.
Money house.
So Gelden Huis Exchange is actually the money house exchange.
The money house.
Could we change that on our news, on our traffic report?
To money house interchange. I'm trying to think what it would be in kind of Yiddish, but I'm not getting, not thinking quickly enough.
I don't know. Can we just go, also just give away these tickets to Whiskey Live? We've got two tickets to give away to Whiskey Live. And the question is, we were talking about a bottle of the Glenlivet that is valued at 650,000 rand. There are only three of them in South Africa. And that bottle makes an age statement. What is the age? And I'm just looking here. I'm just scrolling down. I think that the first correct answer ends in the letters double one. Is that right, Simon? You just keep going. Keep scrolling.
Yes. That's the first one.
Is that the first one?
A lot of correct answers. That's the first correct answer.
Okay. So we would very happily tell Saul Adler. Okay. Saul Adler, you're going to Whiskey Live this year. And you're going courtesy of Whiskey Live. Woohoo! Well done, Saul.
Well done.
Awesome. Thank you. Marco, thank you for coming in.
Thank you so much for having
me. Absolutely amazing. And thank you so much for bringing us this bottle of a 50-year-old The Glenlivet. And maybe next time we'll give it away.
Oh, hopefully. That will be one lucky winner.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
And all the best. We'll come and see you at Whiskey Live.
Oh, definitely.
Looking very forward to that. Jeez.
Remember the days when we used to drink those whiskeys, Kathy?
Simon, it was only 3 weeks ago.
Oh, but they were happy
really?
Times. They were happy, happy times.
In fact, I think it might have been 2 weeks ago, actually.
Is that all?
Yes.
Right.
In fact, you and I had a whiskey last week.
Yeah.
It was last week Thursday.
That was just some of something that you had in the cupboard. That wasn't a classy age
excuse me, that was 18-year-old.
Was it?
Yes.
You should have told me at the time.
It was 18-year-old gold something.
Oh, I thought it was mixed with Coke kind of whiskey.
You know what? What am I going to do with him, Marco? Look, he's laughing at you. And we're supposed to be making a good impression on this guy from the Netherlands.
Belgium.
Are you from Belgium?
Belgium.
Oh, you speak Flemish?
Yes.
Oh, so we must actually say good... What's it?
No, I knew you were going to go there. You can't possibly...
No, we've got to say good...
Achtermiddag. Something like that, yeah.
Is that right?
Goedenavond.
How do you say good afternoon?
Afternoon, that's what we want to know.
It's the same.
The same?
Goedenavond, good evening. They mostly say that. Huh. They never say achter.
When did they bring you out here when you were about two?
Oh, that was Danish.
When I was 9 months.
9 months, well, there you go.
And then I studied back there after matric.
Oh, please, man, you're South African. Really? Oh, no, we can't do this. We have to go to news.